This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to do the best of 2017 as compiled by Rob Morse, because I didn't, I was too busy thinking about my car to worry about it today. Rob, how is this setup? Is this setup is, you know, 1 through 10? I mean, what have you got here?
I basically went, okay, you know what I could have done and probably should have? I should have gone through your old blog posts, your podcasts, and just read the little snippets where you outline what was in each show.
Yeah.
Pretty much did the same thing, went through 2017. You know, on this coming Sunday, they're going to be the Golden Globes again. This is where Hollywood does yoga exercises, patting themselves on their own back.
Right.
Right. And last 2017, they're condemning gun owners, you know, Harvey Weinstein et al., NRA's Hitler. Trump is not yet president, but probably worse than Hitler, they're already saying. And, you know, we should get rid of all these guns in society. And while they're saying this, there's somebody captured. This was perfect. There's a bunch of armed and armored up guys with dogs on leashes clearing the venue. So tell me, you think guns are bad until they're protecting your rear end and you have your... What wasn't it? Also a Kardashian that said, oh, no, it's way better to have a security detail than have a gun.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. Kim makes phone calls to Shannon Squeaky Watts all the time. She's making phone calls to her. They talk on a regular basis. Didn't Rob Pincus go out there and teach the girls how to shoot the Kardashian sisters?
Yes, they did. Yes. Yeah. See, I hope that they will give a secondary award for hypocrisy at the Golden Globe, because we just found a room full of nominees.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, they don't exist in, you know, one of the problems I have is that we give them any credence about anything they say, because as far as entertainers go, I'm just looking at them in their lane. So if they're an actor and they're a good actor, I'll watch their movies. And if they get out there and say, now I'd like to talk about the color of the sky, I'm tuning them out right away.
That's exactly. Exactly. And I think if it weren't for the fact that they're pretty enough to sell commercials and products for advertisers, they'd be on the street corner, you know, hustling for dollars. Since we're going through it and chronologically, you realize it was January 3rd that Representative Richard Hudson introduced the concealed carry reciprocity bill to Congress?
I did not.
Yes,
I did not realize it was in. I actually thought this was from 2016, to be honest with you.
Nope. January 3rd. So that it languished for 11 months before they finally passed it on December 6th. Wow.
Yeah.
But great news for gun owners that they finally passed it. Let's jump ahead just another couple of weeks. The Seventh Circuit Court finally ruled that Chicago cannot have irony as public policy. You cannot at the same time demand that to have a concealed carry permit, you must actually fire a gun and then outlaw shooting ranges in Chicago. Think
yeah.
That's infringement?
Yeah, most of the people live in Chicago. Most of the people that, you know, would really benefit from having a concealed weapon don't have a car.
Right.
The inner city Chicago people, they don't have a car. So, yeah, I remember that decision, too.
So, And finally, a judge had the common sense or the courage to say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's insane. By the way, still a year later, there are no public ranges in the city of Chicago. They're still being messed with.
Even in the best of worlds, how long would it take to actually build one that is up to code everywhere else?
Yeah, that's part of it. Well, here's what I would have done as a judge. I would have said, you have ranges in Chicago that train all kinds of people. They change the police, the feds do. They are now open to the public half time until you allow a range to be built. That would get a solution really quick.
You know, if we had the money, what we could do. They have, I go to this, I've got this one friend that owns a pawn shop here, and he has an indoor range. It's actually a converted trailer from a tractor trailer.
Yes.
And they take and reinforce the sides and the roof line and everything else and put an impact area in the back, and it's a two-lane indoor range.
Right.
And I think they cost about $150,000, $160,000, which is pretty expensive. Then hauling it wherever it's got to go, that's going to be expensive too. I wonder what would happen if you pulled it into Chicago and put it in the right area and parked it and started shooting.
The Second Amendment Foundation effectively did that. They said, here's our range. It's on wheels. Where can we put it? And they got stiffed. So you're thinking exactly along the right lines, Bill. The point is, no place is allowed. And that's what the judge overthrew. The judge didn't put teeth in it. That's what's embarrassing.
I also noticed that in Chicago, one of the city commissioners went to the UN and one of the blue helmets come to Chicago to put down the gangland violence.
Lots of luck. Well, wouldn't it? Chicago is a sanctuary city, and they wonder why a city without borders has crime. Gosh. On the other hand, the first thing the UN would probably do is outlaw firearms in Chicago, which is what the corrupt politicians want anyway. Hey, let's jump back to the calendar here.
Sure.
A few weeks later, New Hampshire became a constitutional carry state. It's also called unrestricted carry. There are now, 16 states that have some form of it? In some cases, now here's what's crazy. Okay, you don't need a gun, a permit to carry a gun in public in my state, but you do need to be a citizen. All right.
Right.
It's a halfway measure. Maybe it'll get fixed later. The Republicans finally found their courage, we're still looking to where they've been hiding it all these years.
Yeah.
And they overturned Obama's Social Security executive order that made people on Social Security who have a financial advisor, a payee, it turned them into prohibited persons. They could no longer have a firearm.
Right. That's finally, about 4 million back off of that prohibited list, right?
Exactly. But that was in last year. There was some good news. You can't, as much as we're angry at the Republicans and the media and on, there were some good news. We have a lot to be grateful for. Ryan Zinke is another example. I think he was the first was he Special Forces or a Navy SEAL?
I don't know. He is definitely a non-governmental type,
right?
To be in the president's cabinet, but he's having so much fun with his computer. I know that as a gun show that if you heard a gun shot, you wouldn't think bad things of it. I have fantasized about this computer being shot.
I think you got to go buy a backup, Bill.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, a backup gun and a backup computer.
Yeah.
Zinke was sworn in as Department of the Interior head, rescinded the ban on lead bullets, and opened federal lands. We'll do more when we come back from the break.
Yep. The ban on lead bullets. I think they would have had to have eaten those to get any harm out of them, right?
Right. Yep.
We're talking about the best of 2017 with Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. If you're in the chat room and you see two of me there, that's because I'm switching back to the failsafe and I'm going to plan B since plan A is not working. And that's all I need to say. We're talking about the best of 2017 with Rob Morse. Gosh. Oh, man.
It's great working with professionals, isn't it, Bill?
It is. I wish I could find one. Anyway, I wish I could meet one and get a few pointers. So we've talked about the best of 2017. Is there more best of 2017? What was was there any technological advancement in a firearm that you liked in 2017?
Oh, the what is it? Mantis X is a training firearm. How many of us shoot low and left or low and right? Right?
Oh, everybody with a Glock shoots low and left, don't they?
Right. And what they did is it's like a cert pistol, except they put a little tilt sensor in. Same thing you have in your cell phone. So you don't even need to notice where the shot went. All of a sudden, when the pistol takes a dive, they're saying, "Hey, partner, work on your trigger press, because look how you're twitching the gun." And I thought, as an instructor, that would be, I mean, it's the penny drill, except you don't have to chase the penny.
Right.
To explain to our listeners, you can put a penny on your front sight, you can balance it there, you can press the trigger, and it teaches you to be smooth and not pull the gun around. All right, at first you're chasing the penny around the floor. Great, so we have a electronic accelerometer built into a training firearm. It's got a CO2-operated slide, I believe. And now I can say, hey, you're getting better, but you're still doing it this much. This is where you should be. Wow, I would love to do that. Look, for performance-oriented people, it's great. For just students that are struggling, it'd be great, too.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I've thought about trying to get a cert pistol before. I actually used to know somebody. I can't remember his name now. But I knew him, and he was with the company that did the cert pistols.
Right.
I like that idea of the. Now, does it feel like it has a recoil?
The slide moves, so you lose sight alignment. No, a firearm can't give you recoil. Not really. Not a training tool. Without throwing something out the barrel, but the slide will move. That will disturb your sight picture, so it gets you. You know, you have the practice of recovering sight alignment and sight picture.
Right.
Getting you halfway there. But there, and I like your, does the CZ P10C count? You know, a slicked up Glock 5 that's really ambidextrous and has a, to die for trigger?
Yeah, I think it does a little bit. The only problem with the CZ10 or the CZ P10. Is that there are some people out there that are better at gunsmithing than me that say that there is a flaw in there where something may happen with the striker.
Huh.
So one of the big problems, and when I was talking, I talked to James Jaeger one time about this, and he was like, well, when I test a pistol, it's not for an afternoon, it's for a quarter or a half, or, biannually. So I got to thinking about that. And I was just wondering, how long should you take this pistol and test this pistol and make sure that it's working right? But
just like the U.S. military found out, you can run it through all kinds of tests, but when you give it to tens of thousands of people, when you thought it was foolproof, and darn it, but we go and invent awfully creative fools, and we will find a way to break it. So.
I'm right now, and I have a P320 that has not been upgraded, and I'm not sure I'm going to upgrade it. Because it has dropped more than once.
Right.
Inadvertently, but most of the time I'm training not to drop it. I mean, a lot of people have run that gun and not have had an issue with it.
Do you have a second one that you have sent in to get rebuilt?
Yes, but I've held that up. I'm holding that up. I don't know what I'm going to do regarding that.
Because what I was think would be fascinating, now you've got a great test to feel them side by side.
That would be an interesting test. But the thing I've been doing here lately, besides messing with this M&P 2.0 shield, did you see the video of the MAC CP9s that I've got right now?
No, I did not.
So there's a company here in Greenville on the outskirts of Greenville in Easley, South Carolina, called Ace Firearms. They are ostensibly a gun shop. But they also have, the guy is actually an industrialist, and he has like six or seven CNC machines.
I've heard about it. I've heard your talk about it. I just haven't seen the video.
So he's decided to become a gun manufacturer. Now, right now, the guns that he's putting out are primarily third-party parts. And the problem with the third-party parts that it is solved by being an industrialist is that the third-party parts don't always work well together.
Without seeing all the original prints, it's really hard.
Yeah. Well, like the Polymer 80 lower is not put together the way the Glock lower is, for example. And what I'm talking about, folks, is a Glock clone. I've said no more Glocks for me, but a Glock clone made in my city, I'll try. I've got three of them in various configurations. I've got one with a 3.5-pound trigger. I've got one that doesn't weigh nothing with a scalloped-out slide and everything. These things run.
Cool.
And the thing about the Polymer 80 lower is it comes with a straighter grip angle. It comes with a 1911 type grip angle versus the usual Glock grip angle. It's already textured. The trigger guard's already got all the angles and everything cut into it that you want. The texture is not aggressive, so you can wear it and not, you know, make a shortcut to your kidneys.
Right.
And they run. They run like scalded dogs.
See, this is... You and I think we're geeking out, but the real benefit is for the guy who walks into his local gun store, and he's got choices that are wonderful.
Yeah.
It's so many great, great opportunities to get a gun that fits you at a great price. You can get performance that used to cost somebody $2,500, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
The CP9 is the Glock 19. It's a Glock 19 clone, so it's the perfect size. It's, big enough to fight with and small enough to hide and all that other stuff. So, and somebody was out there asking the question, well, why would you rebrand it? And most people don't understand that Glock will sue you for just using their name.
Yes.
So anyway, we're about to run out of time. So I want to thank you for taking the time to do the self-defense gun stories after all of this time. Rob came on WORD with me, the week after Christmas, and always a good friend of the show. Find his stuff at Self Defense Gun Stories. You find a link in that in the show notes for the podcast. Also, Polite Society Podcast, Slow Facts WordPress Blog, ClashDaily.com, featured writer at Amaland. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Talk to you next week, Bill.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. One thing about 2017, we lost the guy that I think was one of the writers of this song, Chris Cornell. I don't know what it was about some of these musicians, but Chris Cornell and then Chester Bennington of Linkin Park bothers me a great deal, but. That's all beside the point. I was a teenager when Star Wars came out in the 70s. And, you know, that's 40-some-odd years later, and I'm hearing some bad things about this latest installment. Much about it not really being a good film. Not because there's a lot of reasons to have not a good film. However, when you politicize a film, when you try to politicize a storyline and start to go social justice warrior on you and run a bunch of rampant political correctness at you, well, I got a problem with that. This movie, The Last Jedi, is the first anti-Star Wars movie. And they essentially are going to be deconstructing the whole Star Wars saga. The classic tale of the perennial battle between good and evil collapses in on itself, being revealed as an epic delusion begotten by the monumental arrogance of those, the Jedi, who thought themselves heroes. Now, why is this important to me and you? Concealed carriers sort of fit in that slot. I know we can't pick up an X-Fighter and pull it out of the swamp and move it with our mind, but we have decided to make a stand against evil to a degree. Now, by insisting on a fast and distinction, a hard and fast distinction between the dark and the light, by insisting that morality is an objective feature of the universe and positioning themselves as guardians of the light, the Jedi, in their hubris, as Luke Skywalker says, gave rise to all that had gone wrong in the galaxy. In certain interviews, I've seen Hamill and Daisy Ridley both say, "We don't like the way you are portraying this, but we'll do it because we're professionals." But in other words, the Jedi Order is the root cause of evil. If you can actually speak of that in connection with this movie. To put it more exactly, it is civilization, tradition, institution from which all corruption springs. Freedom and equality and every other virtue can come about only after the old civilization has been raised, burnt to the ground, along with its literature, those Jedi texts to which Yoda takes the proverbial match to in The Last Jedi. What does that sound like? Last year we had a lot of people wanting to tear down monuments. We got a lot of people trying to say what you can and can't say, talk about, believe, and think. There was a guy named Jean-Jacques Rousseau. He was the one who famously remarked that man is born free, but he's everywhere in chains. According to the social justice warriors, civilization enslaves. Specifically, the institution of private property, the cornerstone of civilization, is the origin of all cruelty, vice, and honor. Rousseau's subjects on this subject, or his remarks on the subject, say it all. The first man who, having fenced in a piece of land, said, "This is mine," and found people naive enough to believe him, that man was the true founder of civil society. From how many crimes, wars, and murders, from how many horrors and misfortunes might not anyone have saved mankind by crying to his fellows? Beware of listening to this impostor. You are undone if you once forget that the fruits of the earth belong to us all, and the earth itself to nobody. So private property engenders material inequality and hierarchies and the chains that enslave. And the Jedi, to hear The Last Jedi's Luke Skywalker tell it, created and perpetuated hierarchy and inequality vis-a-vis the Force, inasmuch as they were either delusional or deceptive enough to presume that they alone had the right to protect it, as if it somehow belonged to them. And here is the true significance of Rey. A lot of people, the origins of Rey, that's come up a lot. She's the Rousseauian hero, the great leveler, the quintessential champion of equality. She's supposedly stronger than even Yoda, but yet she's not a Jedi. At least she's not a Jedi in any traditional sense of the term. Rey herself has no history, or what amounts to the same thing, no history we're talking about. The main villain, Kylo Ren, who's the wayward son of Leia and Han Solo, both now dead. The nephew and former student of Luke and the grandson of Darth Vader has a history, but it's inconsequential to him. He tells Rey, "Let the past die, kill it if you have to." So, that's what we have in this movie. Rey already outstrips even Yoda in the psychicity, and in The Last Jedi, Light and Darkness, the Jedi and the Sith. These are all, for practical purposes, dismissed as relics of a bigoted past. The Resistance, they promise to continue fighting against the First Order, but unlike the misguided rebellion and before the Jedi Order, they're not concerned with the restoring balance to the Force or the freedom that existed during the days of the Republic. No, they're as interested in preserving the past as Kylo Ren is. So they are going to keep fighting to hit the reset button, to wipe the slate clean, and to begin anew. And this is not any slight deviation from the Star Wars mythos. The Jedi and all the heroes of the Old Republic were akin to the men of the American founding generation, inasmuch as they fought for the sake of conserving an inherited way of life. And in glaring contrast, the resistors are more like the French revolutionaries, the radical egalitarians that were inspired by Rousseau and against whom Edmund Burke defined what would become known as conservatism. The radicals of the French Revolution were zealots who, for the sake of leveling the inequalities and hierarchies that were the legacy of the past, fiercely and indiscriminately used the guillotine against the members of the regime that they sought to purge from their midst. Most of us share Burke's assessment of the French Revolution. Those radicals were many, many things, but they were not good. This, then, is another respect in which The Last Jedi underscores the arbitrary, the arguably artificial character of our conception of right and wrong, good and evil. The resistors were not good in any objective sense of this term, and neither is The Last Jedi a good film to spend your... What does it cost to go see a movie nowadays? That I don't know. I don't know how much it goes, but save your money. Don't go see, you know, The Last Jedi. Save your money. The Force Awakens, I thought that was marginally good. I understood that, you know, Han Solo died and, you know, Harrison Ford finally got to put him to rest. And then I really wonder if this had would have happened if Carrie Fisher had not died. But then again, Mark Hamill is still there. And George Lucas is still there in some capacity. And they're letting this guy take this story this way. Social justice. All they want to do is burn down what they don't like and try to start something new, begin again. It just makes me wonder. It really does. It makes me wonder about this world in which we take a story like this and redo it that way. I guess this is called a reboot of Star Wars. I wonder what the next reboot will look like. I wonder if the next time we'll find out that the Empire was just misunderstood. That to lead you must be strong and it takes a firm hand and that kind of stuff. They were the right people. We'll see. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Lock and Load.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, have reported in the New England Journal of Medicine that research has indicated conservatives have a totally different genetic structure. This is part of the findings of the five-year longitudinal study of conservatives, including a startling discovery by Dr. Harlow Farblaster. In it, he wrote, we look at a cross-section of conservatives from the poorest to the wealthiest and found almost no differences at all other than what brand of cigar they smoke and what financial advisor they employ to get out of paying their fair share of taxes. You peel back those superficial differences, we found they all shared a genetic structure that indicates they are hostile aliens from another world. Now, if that appeared in Salon Magazine or was reported on CNN or discussed on The View, you can bet your 5'11 tactical pants it would be gospel spewed out by every media outlet on the far side of Fox News. The leftists are infamous for outright lying and even more infamous for outright believing the trash that liberal pundits put out. One of the more recurring themes that the left keeps espousing is about gun control and mental illness. And as recently as several days ago, it was briefly mentioned in an op-ed in the Calaveras Enterprise titled, Dude, Where's My Representative? I probably don't need to tell you that this is in California, right, dude? Jerry Tuck is the author of the op-ed. He was on a diatribe about conservative mentality, local political conservatives in general, and the president specifically. He wrote, the swamp does not need to be drained, but all the toothy reptiles exposed by the receding water will not be Democrats. Then, specifically about Democrats, he said, they howl about the Second Amendment, but crazy white men with assault rifles are doing all the killing, and gun control is a socialist plot, and mental health is the cause of the killing, so they passed the law ensuring that the mentally ill can buy guns. That, by the way, was the what Rob was referencing when we were talking about the people on Social Security. Last month in Politico, Jonathan Metzl penned a piece titled, I'm a Psychiatrist, Making Gun Violence About Mental Health is a Crazy Idea. In it, he wrote, with reference to the Sutherland Springs, Texas mass murder, before we knew about the extent of the injury and death or the events that transpired or the biography of the motives of yet another angry white male armed with a semi-automatic rifle and a grudge, before we really knew anything, Trump jumped into the fray with a diagnosis. Mental health is your problem here, he opined. This isn't a gun situation. This is a mental health problem at the highest level. Metzl went on to write, respectfully, Mr. President, it is not that easy. As a psychiatrist who's taken a hard look at the connection between mental health and gun violence, I've seen where this conversation leads, which usually involves trying to prevent mentally ill people from buying guns and involving mental health practitioners in that effort. That's the point. You know, that's the point, dude. And I find it interesting that a psychiatrist would say in the same breath he had no clue how to deal with a situation germane to his PhD, but he knows better how to do the president's job than the president himself. It is true that Trump said that the problem is a mental health issue because it is a mental health issue. We don't really practice that here anymore. I'm surprised he actually got a psychiatrist to write anything. Which he probably, I wonder how many people he actually sees. How many people actually know a psychiatrist today? Because you can go to your general practitioner and get all the Xanax you want. You can get all kinds of stuff if you want it. All you have to do, I'm depressed. Let me write out this prescription. Now, you better not need anything for pain. They'll look at you like you want to be a junior American drug pusher. But if you're just wanting something for your mood, they'll write that for you. Now, when they were going after the Social Security people, the NRA opposed this. Not so they could assure higher gun sales, as the left loves to say, any occasion they get, but rather because it was so loosely written that anyone could fall victim to it for something as simple as having help balancing your checkbook. In fact, that was the predetermining factor in both Social Security and the VA. If you were a veteran or a Social Security recipient and you got your money and you thought it was a smoking hot idea to set it on fire and dance in the embers, you got a fiduciary because you obviously were crazy because you're burning money or you're spending it all on lotto tickets and Slim Jims, whatever it is, you're not allowed to spend your money the way you want. So they would appoint a fiduciary to you, and then because you were crazy, because you didn't know how, and how many people know young people that, you know, aren't in the auspices of Social Security or the VA who can't balance their checkbook. I digress. Let's be realistic here. Everyday mental health professionals are judging whether or not somebody is psychologically fit to go into law enforcement, the military, become an airline pilot, or host of other occupations. And they routinely make decisions that affect people's lives. But when it comes to reporting those who might generally be considered a loose wingnut and threat to society over a firearm, you know, they don't know how to do it. Are you kidding me? So, here's an idea. How about writing stupid op-eds? How about stopping writing stupid op-eds? Go back to college, take a couple of professional courses to remind you what to look for in a raving lunatic, and be part of the solution instead of blabbing pointlessly about the problem. Before we got a few minutes. We got about 4 minutes. I want to talk about Al Franken. Al Franken is gone. He is a victim of Operation Moral High Ground. Now, don't get me wrong. Al Franken he's a miserable excuse for humanity. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. That's one. But Al Franken was going to be part of this ploy where they were going to get rid of him, and then Roy Moore was going to win, and then they were going to claim the high ground. We got rid of Al Franken, and the Republicans have a war on women. So step number one was to run Franken out of town. No ethics investigation. That should have happened. That's due process. No consideration of Minnesota voters. No censure or lesser discipline. Just a very aggressive Frankenectomy. Then step two, they want to sit back and wait for the alleged pedophile, Roy Moore, to win a Senate seat in Alabama's special election. Step three, they had to make sure that Franken's exit shares a news cycle with Moore's entrance. That would have been the holy grail of partisan juxtaposition, the split-screen video image to end all split-screen video images. Step four, scream into the echo chamber that Republicans are the Roy Moore party and Democrats are the party of women. But Roy Moore lost, and Operation Moral High Ground turned out to be an acme rocket that blew up Al Franken and left Senate Republicans meeping as they ran down the road to tax reform. So in the end, the Democratic Party sacrificed one of their more high-profile senators without gaining one square inch of moral high ground. There should have been an ethics investigation. But since this is the Democrats, you know, Franken got no benefit of any sort of fact-finding or due process, there was only time for politically expedient, angry mob justice. Franken's fellow Senate Democrat Joe Manchin said on Politico's Off Message podcast that Franken got railroaded by fellow Democrats and that what happened to Franken was the most hypocritical thing I've ever seen done to a human being. He was railroaded because he got hit with a perfect storm of political opportunism. He didn't resign because he admitted to being guilty. In fact, he maintained his innocence all along, saying some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently. He didn't resign. The people of Minnesota wanted him to. A recent PPP poll showed that Minnesotans, by an 8-point average margin, wanted him to stay. And that's almost his exact margin of victory in the 2014 election. Even if the Minnesotans had wanted him ousted, they could have recalled him. But here's a few of the reasons they saw fit to undo an election. Because Roy Moore was winning in the polls. Yeah. Because they still believed the polls. Because Minnesota has a Democratic governor. So they knew they would get a Democrat appointed, even if it's just, you know, a short term. Because Kristen Gillibrand wants to be president. Kristen Gillibrand is a ruthless political operator. She became a national leader of the Me Too movement by calling for Franken's resignation. Then she said Clinton should have resigned. And all this was to set up so they could say that Trump needed to resign because of his hot mic moment. All of this was put in place because Roy Moore was winning in the polls, though. And once again, the polls turned out to be incorrect. What a shock! Maybe you guys will stop reading those, too. I don't care anything about the polls. Everybody, well, you know, Trump's, his approval ratings are not in, they're not very good. I don't care. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here
we go. Agency Arms, a 21st century company. Founded by professional weapon operators, Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.